started out in innocence, the way that most things do. A thousand people crammed in one place, but the only face was you. I grabbed your hand and we raced out, hardly said a word. I'd only seen you for a minute, but I was rounding third. And we traded on our backgrounds. You mentioned I seemed shy. Then you laughed and said I'm an uptown, uptempo woman. You're a downtown, downbeat guy. Within a week I'd moved in her uptown east side place. We'd make love for hours on a bed of silk and lace. And she would get up early, come home late at night. She had important business, but my prospects all seemed slight. Tired on some evenings, she'd get mad and cry. I'm in town up to Bowman, you're a downtown, downbeat guy. Well, the romance soon was over, and the lust was turning thin, and I soon began to realize the mess I've gotten in. As always happens, when you're caught in such a trap, you get so used to what's around that you can't find your way back. So I lived with this arrangement, soon learned to despise the uptown, uptempo woman and the downtown, downbeat guy. Then one Saturday in March, I decided I would go. As I was going nowhere and my mind was getting slow, so I opened all the closets, there wasn't much to pack. I felt bad not telling her that I wasn't coming back. But this day she was early, looked at me and asked why. I said, why? You're an uptown, uptempo woman, and I'm a downtown, downbeat guy. You're an uptown, uptempo woman, I'm a downtown, downbeat guy. Downtown, downbeat.